This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. Good to have you aboard. We're talking with Zabrina Finn today, the Executive Director of Susquehanna Valley CASA. We'll also be hearing from Louise Campana, the Volunteer and Community Engagement Specialist at the organization. She's been there for quite a while. Zabrina Finn, new on the job. We're going to hear from both of them today as we learn about what Susquehanna Valley CASA does. They're actually citizen volunteers who are court appointed to help abused or neglected children who end up in foster care. Let's hear all about it today from Louise and Zabrina. Thanks for joining us on the program. Louise, let me ask you first to just give us a definition of CASA. What is it? How long has it been around? A little history.
CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocate. CASA has been around, I believe, since the early 1970s. There was a judge in Seattle, Washington. He was a family court judge, and he was inundated with cases involving children with abuse and neglect. And he came to realize that he didn't feel comfortable just deciding these cases on his own or with CYS. He felt like he needed an extra set of eyes for the court to see. And so that's where CASA came from, and that's what we are. We're an extra set of eyes and ears for the courts, for the children.
And Susquehanna Valley CASA, obviously local, but these are everywhere.
Yeah, CASAs, I think we have CASA in every state in the union, yes. Susquehanna Valley entails Lycoming, Snyder, Union, and Northumberland counties.
Sabrina, you're new, but give us some concept of what drew you to the organization. What made you want to be part of it?
Well, so often when families are struggling in various ways, it's really easy for the kids to kind of get lost a little bit in what's happening with the adults and the struggles that the adults are having. And anything that gives children their own voice and their own empowerment, particularly in a court setting. Court can be very frightening. Court can be, it's a lot of adults using high-level language that goes right over the kids' heads. And so having someone that's there purely for the child, they're not there to speak for the adults, they are there to speak for the kids, was something that was very attractive to me, particularly coming from an advocacy background. This just seemed to be a great, great fit.
How many people are involved in the local organization? This is all run on people who are volunteers but are trained to know how to deal with the kids.
Yep, we run on volunteers. We cannot function. We are not anything without our volunteers. We train them well. We go through a 30 to 40 hours worth of training, and this is virtual training now since the pandemic happened. We invite our volunteers to go into court settings so they can see and actually experience what they'll be doing as a volunteer.
Give me some concept of what that is. What will they be doing?
So I was a volunteer for, I think, 6 years. And in those 6 years, I had two cases. Now, when a child is removed or when a child is adjudicated dependent by the courts, meaning another agency, the courts have stepped in to monitor this child and this family. So once that happens, a child can either be placed in a foster care outside of the home or in-home dependency where they stay in the home with their families. At that time, the guardian ad litems or CYS caseworkers will reach out to me or someone from CASA and say, we have this child who desperately needs his own special person with him or her. And that's when we go ahead and set up a volunteer with the child. At that point, then we introduce the child, we take the volunteer to all of the CYS meetings, we introduce the volunteer to everyone that will be involved in this case, and then we proceed from there. Oftentimes, what you'll have to do is you will have to get to know not only the child, but their families. Because it's really a family affair. We can suggest whatever we want for the child. The child always loved the parents and mostly wants to go back. So what we have to do is we have to work with the families so that we can decide whether or not these parents can reunite or if we have to just terminate. You know, the parents lost the child for a reason. So now they have to work to get the child back. And we are one of the venues that can help create that.
And how many people are volunteering at one time? How many people do you have on board?
Active volunteers, we have 48. And it sounds like a lot, except you have to think about each volunteer. When you commit to a case, you're committing to, it's like 18 months.
Okay. Yeah, 15 to 22 months.
Yes. You can only take on so many kids at one time. You're only one human.
Right.
So this is an endeavor that literally requires an army of volunteers in order to get the work done.
Yeah.
So 48 sounds great, but it's not great enough when you match it up to the numbers.
When you have over 100 children who need a volunteer.
Right.
Okay. Part of the point of our program today is to make people aware and get volunteers in. So we're not by any means saying you're in good shape with volunteers. You're always looking for more.
We're always reaching out for volunteers. And the only, really, the prerequisite for being a volunteer is you have to be 21 years old, and you have to have a desire and a love in your heart for children who have been abused and neglected. And what do you bring to the table? What do you have to offer that child? And you'll find that every volunteer we have has a special thing that they can bring to this child.
How many people out there hear about CASA, you know, in the context of having to deal with a volunteer that has no idea this is even a thing? I mean, do you feel like more people need to know this is happening?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's why we're here today.
Recruit.
We've been doing a lot of recruiting, really a massive campaign on recruiting right now because the numbers are so great and the need is so great. So we're doing radio shows. We're trying to get into the communities and come speak to you. If you have a group that would like to hear about us, we would certainly love to come and speak with you.
Louise, you kind of gave me the general overview of what a CASA volunteer would do, but can you give us maybe an individual case or so to kind of explain, you know, how this would work with an individual?
Okay, gladly. I wanted to become a CASA because my sister is a GAL in one of our counties, and I saw the great work that she was doing as a GAL, and I thought, and she told me we always need CASAs, so I decided to be one. I went through the training, and my very first case was a case with a mom with two little boys, and she had a real hard time taking care of them. She could hardly take care of herself. We worked together and tried to make her understand what she had to do to be able to get her children back. And it was, you know, months and months and months, and there was always a backslide. And in my heart of hearts, I could not, as much as I felt for the mother, I could not advocate for those children staying with her. So eventually, her rights were terminated, and the two little boys were adopted together into a lovely foster family. A few months later, mom became pregnant again, and CYS at the time gave her a chance to see if she could take care of the baby, and it was the same scenario all over again. So she lost the third child too. But the boys are, I feel bad, we feel so bad for the mom, but the boys are in such a happy, wonderful place that they have permanency, they have a family, they have people who love them. They don't have to worry about whether the house is clean or if there's food or if they have clean clothes or if they're going to school, because they now have permanency, which every child deserves.
You said you have to be 21 and have a desire to work with children. It sounds like you also have to be have kind of a strong mental fortitude, because that's got to be tough.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the last thing you want to do is recommend that children be terminated from their parents. Because the way I look at it is it's such a serious thing that when you terminate someone's parental rights, it's kind of like a death sentence. I mean, that's the end. You won't have those children again. So it's not an easy task being a volunteer, but it is so... You'll be doing so much good for children who don't have a voice, and they need you to be their voice.
Let's go back to Zabrina. If you can give us some information for people who are listening who might like to consider this, to get involved, what steps would they need to take?
The first thing that I would recommend people do would be to give us a call. We have an active website also where you can actually apply to be a volunteer right online from our website. But the first step, if you just want to call and speak to somebody and get some questions answered, you can do that by calling 570-988-2200 and leave a message. We do a lot of remote work. We're moving around all over the place. So we have a message service. We'll just leave a message and we'll call you back and be happy to answer any of the questions that anybody has. And our website's really simple to remember. It's just plain old www. And then all one word, SusquehannaValleyCASA.com. And if you scroll down to the end of towards the bottom of the homepage, you'll see a volunteer tab or a click here link. It's a live link. You can go right there and fill out the volunteer application. That's probably the fastest way.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And what kind of a time commitment? You talk about 18 months over the course of a specific case, but, you know, is this something, you know, week after week you're going to have many hours or court hearings? What are we dealing with?
Actually, we asked you to commit for 15 to 22 months because that's the length of time that it takes for a case to go from beginning to end. But it boils down to actually you're not compelled to see the child more than once a month. But when you really get involved in the case, you'll find that you want to be involved more than that. So I would say if you're going to break it down, it boils down to maybe 8 hours a month, and it's up to you how much you want, how much time you need or want to spend.
So people kind of commit to one case at a time then?
One case, and often volunteers will take two cases because the need is so great right now that we've asked our volunteers to double up.
And I know on the website it says 700,000 children experience abuse or neglect each year.
Yes.
Which the number just boggles the mind.
Yes, yes. And through the course of the pandemic, it even rose, the cases we never knew about or heard about because everyone was locked in their homes.
What else goes on throughout the year? I noticed
we have fundraisers.
Fundraising ride coming up.
We have a huge...
Yeah, the Ride for the Child is coming up in August.
Hiawatha.
The Hiawatha is coming up September. I believe it'll be the weekend of Labor Day. And that's a nice event. I'm really looking forward to that one. You get to come on the Hiawatha and take a nice trip down the Susquehanna River and have some appetizers. And
some good food.
Yeah.
And some great company.
Yeah. And then we have our big gala November.
Yes.
I believe that's coming.
And that's at the Watson Inn. It's just amazing to take part, to come to that gala and see people from all walks of life that are just there for CASA. It is really amazing.
Wow.
It's really amazing. And you'll hear from our volunteers, too, this year at the gala.
And our Ride for the Child is August 6th, and that is an endeavor that we do in partnership with Susquehanna Motorcycle Club.
And then we also take part in the Balloon Fest that happens every year in Lycoming County. Yeah, those are our big fundraisers. And in between, we'll set up a table at any carnival that you have.
Yep.
Can we come, please, and give you some of our brochures?
Yep. And, of course, Raise the Region. That's always a huge fundraiser for nonprofits in the area, so we participate in that as well.
Yes. Right. We'd love to come speak with you at any venue you can provide. We're here. We hope that you will listen and hear us.
So we can be reached by calling 570-988-2200, or you can go to our website, which is www.SusquehannaValleyCASA.com.
And that website's very thorough and complete and full of information. So a good place to go if you do have access, and check that out.
As CASA, from CASA, we want to thank all of the judges in our counties and all of our children and youth workers in our counties that work so beautifully with us. And we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
We want to thank the representatives from Susquehanna Valley CASA for being on the WPGM Community Forum. Again, you can check out their website or give them a call.
There's also a training session just getting underway. Another is coming up in the fall, and we'll keep you informed. Thanks again for being with us on the program. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.